Our first slide is I wanted to disclose that Sandrine and I don't have any relationships to disclose. This afternoon, we will focus on discussing the program we developed that is a victim-centered human trafficking education program for faculty in the healthcare professions, and how faculty move from five changes of change to motivation to include human trafficking in their healthcare curricula.
And I just wanted to take 1 minute to tell you a little bit about our home institution. We are with Nova Southeastern University, located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We are the eighth largest private nonprofit university in the U.S. with approximately 30,000 students. One-third of our students are undergraduates, one-third are graduate students, and one-third are online students. Our college is the College of Healthcare Sciences, and we train audiologists, anesthesiology assistants, physician assistants, nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, vascular and cardiac sonographers.
Human trafficking has two main words in the definition that are very important: coercion and exploitation. And human trafficking involves forced labor, bonded labor, involuntary domestic servitude, sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, and child soldiers. In the United States, currently 200,000 people are enslaved. 80% are women, 20% are men, and those numbers are changing as reporting and awareness increases. The average age, human trafficking usually occurs for people under the age of 25. Internationally, women are trafficked between the age of 18 and 30. The average age for children to be involved in sexual exploitation is between the age of 11 and 14, and the life expectancy of a child who is prostituted is 7 years. The top two states in the nation for human trafficking are California and New York. Florida is the third state. And in Florida, victims are involved in the sex trade, domestic work, landscaping, agriculture, and sweatshops. The relevant research we have is the need for cooperation between organizations. And in medical students, research showed that training did increase awareness, that a needs approach methodology is very helpful, and that training needs to translate into application for healthcare professionals. Miriam Pataki did an assessment. Miriam is from the Florida International University, and she did an assessment showing that training for law enforcement did not increase awareness or calls to the victim helpline. However, as we have worked in this and as more agencies are involved in training on human trafficking, there is more awareness among the legal community, and calls are being made to the hotline. The role for healthcare professionals are to increase your personal awareness and knowledge of human trafficking, to be able to recognize the signs and symptoms, to be able to recognize potential victims of labor and sex trafficking in clinical situations, and to incorporate that awareness into your healthcare curricula and students' clinical training. We have a couple of identification websites there. We're not going to click on it then. But we also have the National Human Trafficking Hotline. And basically, the greatest role that a healthcare professional can do is report and allow agencies, at least in Florida, are connected to local law enforcement, to the FBI, to ICE. And that is the hotline. So Sandrine and I attended a Child Health Institute International Symposium at NSU in 2010 on human trafficking. And as we came back to our college, the College of Healthcare Sciences, and at the time it was associated with the College of Nursing, we were aware that we never heard about human trafficking, so we did an inventory of all the college-wide courses to see if human trafficking was mentioned, and it was not. From there, we did two needs assessments that Sandrine will talk further about and report the results, and we were funded through the President's Faculty Development and Research Grant for this study.
As Brianna just mentioned, we did a needs assessment college-wide across all the professions that we have, and there was absolutely no mention of human trafficking in the curriculum. So we did a needs assessment asking the faculty first their level of awareness of human trafficking, knowledge, and skills in identifying victims. And as you can see, the results were really astounding. 98% had no knowledge, 97% had no skills in identifying victims. So then we asked them, do you have a need for training? And the vast majority said yes, but also we asked them if they thought that their students had a need for training. And the reason why we asked this is because we really want to impact change, and change is going to happen through the future healthcare professionals. We're training nurses, we're training physician assistants who are going to be in the emergency room and potentially in contact with those victims. So this gave us really the basis for the design of our modules. From the get-go, we wanted this research to be interdisciplinary, which is why we partnered with the Broward Human Trafficking Coalition. We had a community advisory panel made of Broward Health, Homeland Security, A Child is Missing, and a pediatrician. And the speakers that we got for each of our four modules also were very interdisciplinary, so that we could really capture the whole problem of human trafficking. It's not just a law enforcement problem. It's not just a medical problem. It has many facets, so we wanted to have all these people represented, including victims, which is why we had the Coalition of Immokalee Workers talking about what's happening in Florida in the tomato fields, for example. The theoretical framework that we used was out of the Trent Theoretical Model of Change that Prochaska and DiClemente, where people start in a stage of pre-contemplation and then move through contemplation, preparation, action, maintenance, and keeping in mind that relapse can happen at any of those stages. And we also wanted the modules to really cater to our audience, which were faculty member adults. So we made sure that all the training was practical, was relevant, and also built on their current experience. So all of our faculty members, for example, have training in domestic violence. So we use that knowledge to bring them to the human trafficking piece of it, because there is some connection there. The first module was an overview of human trafficking at the global, national, and local level. Our speakers were the BHTC president and an FBI victim advocate, and the participants were faculty members from many different professions. Respiratory therapy, physical therapists, PAs, OTs, sonographers. And if you look at the awareness questions that we asked them, you can see that pre and post-test, we saw quite a bit of improvement. The second module that we held focused on the victim's healthcare needs. Our speakers were from the Broward Health System, from the Broward Sheriff's Office, the U.S. Assistant Attorney Barbara Martinez, and the Immokalee Coalition of Workers, so this was a victim talking about his experience, and an ICE agent. Again, the participants were very interdisciplinary, and we can see here the first three columns are the pre-test questions between module one and two, and then a combination of people who have attended both, and we see again a gain in awareness after the modules. The third modules focused on the cultural factors in screening for victims of human trafficking, with very practical tips as to what to look for and scenarios to work from. We had a representative from Christie House, who is a victim shelter, essentially, chief of pediatrics, and another U.S. assistant attorney. And the results that I want to share with you are focusing on the direct knowledge on how to identify victims and how to direct them to appropriate resources. Again, we wanted the trainings to really be practical. What do we do if? There's a lot of fear associated with that as well. What do I do if I suspect something? So we had to give them very specific information as to how to report and who to call. The final module centered around instructional strategy, specifically for faculty, what resources are out there, how can you incorporate this into your curriculum, into your syllabus. Again, very interdisciplinary speakers and participants. And again, the knowledge, which is what is measured here, keeps growing. And we had an outcome survey to kind of give us an overview of the whole project. And the outcomes also showed, again, not only in awareness, but in direct knowledge of human trafficking, how the problem was impacting our state, and even how to incorporate their knowledge into the curriculum, which all the participants reported that as a result of Project HEAT, I will change my curriculum.
At the end of the training modules, the participants were invited to participate in a discussion on adapting their curricula by incorporating human trafficking through a focus group. We had five primary questions. It was semi-structured with follow-up questions as needed. And through the focus group, all of the participants indicated that they would change their curricula and include human trafficking. This slide shows the emergence themes from the focus group: awareness, knowledge, motivation, preparation, implementation, beyond NSU, taking it beyond our college, the quality of the training and faculty needs. And as you can see, we have five participants in the focus group and where the emergence themes were for each of the participants. From that, we developed an awareness model, beginning with health educators, then training faculty, who then bring it forward to students. But even the faculty at this point had spoken to other colleagues in other institutions. One faculty member had taken, we have cards on human trafficking signs and symptoms in the back, and she took about 100 cards to her church and just left them in the back table. And she said at the end of her service, all the cards were gone. Students bringing it forward to clinicals and even forward through social media and Facebook. And so as participants process through the training, at the end of the focus group, one was still in contemplation stage, thinking about how she would incorporate it into her modules. Three were in the preparation stage. One of our faculty members is teaches biostats, and she was looking at the TIP report, which is the Trafficking in Persons report, and how to create a data set to bring that forward to her students on human trafficking. One participant had moved into action and had Sandrine and I come in and lecture to his class, sonography class on human trafficking. And actually that faculty member has moved into maintenance because the Florida Sheriff's Association is holding a webinar in December, and he's having all his students register to attend the webinar on human trafficking.
Yeah, so again, this is just a visual representation on how we really wanted this research to be interdisciplinary at all stages, from the team with a various background, the content of the modules, the participants, and the speakers. And as Brianna mentioned, we're very excited because our sonography program is really moving forward with making this an integrated part of their curriculum, and they're putting this right before the students are going to clinicals, so that when they get into the clinic, they have a fresh knowledge of what symptoms they might be looking for. We're also working on a video project where we could have something compact that faculty can readily use and incorporate into their courses. The College of Nursing is also undergoing curriculum review, and they are looking at how they can incorporate this into their training. And one of our doctoral students is also working with a faculty member on a practicum project to raise awareness in her community about human trafficking.
So for our first study, we met the goals, and we are taking forward the research we created in our college and the College of Nursing into the College of Dental Medicine, the College of Osteopathic Medicine, and the School of Psychology through a quality of life grant.
This is the future. We're really hoping that we're going to create an international institute for human protection and empowerment at NSU that will, you know, among other things, deal with raising awareness of human trafficking. Our vision would be that we will lead the fight against human trafficking at the local and global level through education, awareness, identification, and victim-centered services.
And our mission is the NSU International Institute for Human Protection and Empowerment will provide physical, psychological, legal, and educational support and resources to assist victims to achieve their full potential. The Institute will offer training to community members to recognize and prevent human trafficking.
Thank you. And if I may ask you to take a look at the back table, we do have some information about human trafficking and little cards that you can take with you. Thank you.
Thank you.